The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460. What are you doing over there? What happened?
I couldn't get my earphones on. I had them on backwards.
Good Monday morning, 7:06 in the morning, currently 57 degrees. Okay, you start now. Let's get on your game.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebott. Hey, good Monday morning. It is, of course, the 26th of October. You know what? Halloween's coming, which explains why Just Bob has a mask on already. Come on. It's got another 5 days. Take that mask off. What? It's not. Oh, you're not wearing a mask. Okay, I'm sorry. I should have noticed that right away. Okay. Hey, look, good morning, everybody, and welcome to this week. It's going to be a big week. Got a lot of things going on this week. Of course, you know, Halloween's coming up, and we're going to talk a lot about Halloween, not today, but, you know, during this time of the week and how it started, you know, where did the black cat come in? What about all these superstitions, and are you superstitious? We have that coming on. But first of all, we need to do the weather.
Absolutely. Again, it's currently 52 degrees. Looks like we're going to have a high today with temperatures around 78. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 57. Tuesday calls for 74 with Tuesday night around 58. Wednesday calls for a high of 65 with lows about 53. The rest of the week calls for Saturday being a high of 81 and Sunday around 74. Beautiful, beautiful week ahead of us. A chance of showers, it looks like, 60 to 30% on Wednesday. So I was just reading something about the El Nino that looks like the prediction is most of that rain that's going to be happening in Southern California. But you know what? Predictions do change, don't they, Bob? Absolutely. Okay, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's really cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
Well, good morning, everybody. And am I is there something going on with my earphones today or just not turned up? Is that just me?
Well, you know, okay, there's 25 people that come in during the weekend with their live shows. So Monday morning is always a readjustment.
Well, good thing I'm flexible like this. Flexible. In the Marine Corps, we call it Semper Gumby. So always flexible. Always Gumby. Okay.
So how was your concealed carry yesterday? You
had an advanced class yesterday. You know what? You know, people talk about it. It's interesting. Why do you carry a pistol for concealed carry? When you ask people that, and it all comes down to one thing, is that it's personal protection. That they know about active shooters. They know about people out there that are having houses broken into. They know about the fact that the police aren't going to be there for the most part. I mean, you may get lucky and have a policeman like right down the street when something happens. But it's, you know, as we know, a police react. They can be proactive up to a point, but they usually are there to take reports and then hunt down the people that did it. So the people in this class, and what they do is you've got a concealed carry, and this takes it up to the next level, takes it to a much higher level where they're presenting the weapon. We teach them how to, you know, from a concealed carry, because you can't walk around with it open on your hip. So how to get your pistol in the battery, how to clear misfires, how to reload, the three different types of reloading your pistol, moving to low cover, moving to high cover. What happens if you've got somebody all of a sudden in your face and they've got a knife, and how to strike and fire and move back? What if you get knocked down? How to fall down and be able to shoot from a lying position, from a sitting position? All of these to help get people ready. And that's just in the morning. And in the afternoon, we run scenarios. And we run.
It's quite fun.
It is. You know, I mean, we run scenarios where you're shooting. Bob, you've taken it, right?
Absolutely. Brendan and I both took it.
Yeah. Where you're shooting inside a house, like you're inside a house and it's a home invasion. How do you move through the, you know, moving through a hallways and structures and shooting out through windows and stuff. You know, and there's stress put on, and the way we stress people is just by putting a timer on them. As soon as they hear the timer go, it just changes things. You know, they've got all the practical application. They've got all of them can shoot very well. All of them know the safety practices. But yet when that timer goes off, it puts that just about that stress on them where they don't do everything perfect. And we use this as a rule, as a learning practice. It really works out. And they were all good. Everybody did really well. They really did well. And to the point where when we were, we have to cover up the holes where they're shooting so the next guys go by. Many times I was using just one piece of tape.
Oh,
cover
cool.
Two holes. Oh, yeah. I mean, they were in there. And
they were doing their
work. We had men and women, and it was some people had a lot of experience. Some people hadn't had as much, but they all came through really well.
Fantastic. So. And then yesterday, of course, we had a double dipper, and you came last night. We were at the View for jazz brunch, which is wonderful. And then last night was jazz on the veranda with the fire pits and oh my gosh, it was so beautiful. When the fall starts to happen like this and you have clear skies, it's wonderful to see the lights across the river. Everything feels like it's little stars. And there was a wonderful moon and it was wonderful music and just a great night. Sundays they have all day and night, they have half off bottles of wine and champagne. So any kind of if you want to try to, increase your palate and decide that you want to try something maybe you wouldn't try in a restaurant, it's a perfect time to go out. And I saw that last night. People just came out for wine and enjoyed a bottle. And then it was nice. It was just beautiful. So anyway, thanks for that, for all everybody who attended yesterday. You know who you are. It got in the mail the other day, a box. And this happens because, you hear us talk about our Sleep Number bed and you hear us talk about Sleep Number all the time. Well, it's true because we are constantly working with the Sleep Number. In fact, I got to tell you something. I woke up this morning and I'm going to go see my folks this weekend because my mom's having the cataract. She'd probably die if I said that, but having a cataract surgery done. So all I could think about is I'm so happy to see my folks, but oh my God, I have to sleep on that bed. Because my shoulders get numb and everything. So I just thought, I wonder how you could travel with the Sleep Number. Anyway, so I really did think about that this morning, Carl. It crossed my mind because we know when we travel, we just don't sleep like we do when we're in our own Sleep Number bed.
That's right. This portion of the show, of course, is brought to you by Sleep Number. And, if you're thinking to yourself, it's time for a new mattress. Well, before you go anywhere or buy anything, go down to the Sleep Number store. Head on down there. Linda and I have been using this bed for well over 2 years, and Trish Clark comes in. She's been using hers for 10. Everybody I talk to really, really likes Sleep Number. Why? Because you can adjust the firmness of the bed, and both of you can have different Sleep Number settings. My Sleep Number setting is 45 this week, and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. And it's on remote control, so guys, it's good. You can still control how she sleeps. Well, maybe not how she sleeps, but the firmness of her bed. But she'll sleep great because Sleep Number is rated as the number one bed by Consumer Reports. It doesn't get much better than that. They don't take money for advertising. They just measure how good these beds are. And besides that, you can get the Sleep IQ technology along with your Sleep Number bed, which then sends you ideas on how to sleep better, like turn off the computer, turn off the TV, maybe change your setting to this. All of this without you doing anything except sleeping. The best thing about it is right now you can get a Sleep Number bed for just $799.
Wow.
Yes, $799. But the way to do that is you need to go over to the Sleep Number store over there in the Target Shopping Center, over there by the vitamin shop. Go over there. If Brian or Janice lay down on their bed, lay down on that bed, and they're going to show you through a computer technology where all the hot spots are that when you're laying down, and then how adjusting the mattress makes it easier for you. Not only that, but they have pillows, but they just sent us a pillow that was just really great. It's form-fitting, and it's temperature-controlled.
First
type.
Time you used it last night.
I used it, and it's really comfy.
For your neck,
yeah,
I know.
It's really comfy. Anyway, head on down, Sleep Number. Going down to professionals, talk to them about it. See how you can get a Sleep Number bed into your family. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. It is 7:15 in the morning here on the 26th of October. Carl and the Bot, 52 degrees out there, going up to 78 today.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience. We have most of the drivers back now off the fires, and we're delivering kerosene as fast as we can. If you've been putting off, now's the time to order. Johnny's wife, Beth, is about to have a baby any day, so he might be busy for a few days. Kathy has a few used heaters ready to go, so give her a call. Joe in Weaverville has clear pearl and dyed kerosene at the pump, also taking orders for home delivery. Robin is very busy in Corning with all her ag customers, and she is also taking orders for home deliveries. If you've been thinking about another way to heat your home, give us a call, and we can show you how to keep warm this winter. Northern Lights Energy in Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, DCP 31143.
Kyle DeFore here from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. We'd like to welcome all veterans, active duty military personnel, and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store on Veterans Day, November 11th, as our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. And be sure to come out Friday, November 6th, when KCNR 1460's own Carl and Linda Bott will be broadcasting live from Mighty Fine, 7 to 9 a.m. Mighty Fine Foods is locally owned and operated, located at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
45 years, the Redding Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit RedingCivic.com or the box office to become a Redding Civic member.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on Monday morning with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. How can we be so happy? Because we got a good night's sleep.
Because we are.
Because we're exhausted and we're into that first. We're into our first big caffeine rush of the day. 7:19 in the morning here on Monday, October the 26th, 52 degrees, 78 degrees. Going 52 degrees now, going up to 78. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. In the business for over 70 years and been rated a top in the top 100 hospitals in the nation 3 years in a row. And their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. Shasta Regional, treating people well. Great people down at Shasta Regional. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Carl, Linda, and Bob.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning. I just want to comment on your class yesterday. It was very good. Enjoyed it.
Are you sore?
Yeah, my joints are still oscillating from all the shooting. Yeah. It's a good thing I was sleeping on my bed so I could sleep.
You know? Well, we had you roll. Y'all were rolling around on the ground. I mean, it was, you all did a good job. You did a good job, buddy.
You get a lot of stuff to think about when you pull that gun. Like how to pull it.
It does. And that's probably one of the big things we want people to understand is that, you know, when you pull a gun, if you have to present that gun at somebody, it's gotten really, really serious. This isn't because somebody cut in front of you in line and or somebody, you know. This is when you're feeling, you truly believe your life or the life of a loved one is in danger.
Right.
So, yeah. You guys
anyway, thanks for putting your life on the line again for us. So.
It was a tremendously safe class. We didn't have anybody pointing guns at us. So when any class, we don't have anybody pointing a gun at us. We're real happy.
Yeah, man.
Hey, you know, in the after action report, we sit around afterwards and say how can we do it better? What did we think of this class? And everybody got high grades. Everybody got high grades. Everybody was safe. Everybody understood what they were supposed to do, and then shot well. Everybody did. So be proud of yourself. It's not an easy class.
No, it's not. It's a good thing to go through a couple times.
Yeah, you know.
A different scenario.
Yeah, we'll run. We can run some. We're always talking about how to make it better. So thanks, Bob.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I have to tell you, there's a series that Brenda and I started watching on Netflix called Grimm. It's got a supernatural bit, but it covers a couple of Portland cops. And Brenda and I are, like, yelling at the screen constantly because the gun handling is so awful. I don't know who their armorer or who teaches them their techniques.
I know.
But they're covering each other with a weapon constantly, and we're going, you idiot!
Well, you know how, you know, and you see things things have got to become second nature. Like, when you reach down to present that, to pull that gun, you got to have that one hand. The one hand's heading for the gun. The other hand's heading for your chest. The reason we do that is to keep your hand out of your way because this is where a lot of the accidents happen. You've got that left hand or right hand, depending on which hand you use, waving around, and when that gun comes out, it's still waving around, and people put their thumbs or fingers over the muzzle. I mean, it's just stupid.
I will not name him. My very first instructor, about a year after we took his course, ended up putting a .22 through his thumb.
Whoa.
I'm not laughing, but it's true. Okay. Hey, we just got this thing here. Is that a thanks to...
Go ahead.
To Sheriff Tom for his role in the L.A. City lawsuit. So what he's talking about is L.A. banned all mags over 10 rounds. And if you have them, you have to turn them in. You have to destroy them or you have to give them to the cops. In other words, they are taking your private personal property.
And the gangbangers are lining up to comply, I'm sure.
They are. I mean, in fact, they had a run on the Rampart Station when the Crips and the Bloods came in to turn in all their guns. They didn't have enough room. They had to bring in a U-Haul truck because not only the Crips and the Bloods, but then the Sateños came by and wanted to hand in their guns, too. It's really working down in L.A., and so they're hoping that it will spread throughout, up into Fresno, Stockton, Sacramento, head up here. So all these gang members, all these people that are shooting each other on a regular basis will then turn in all their guns. Like I said, it's a huge success right now in L.A. Crips, the Bloods, and you know what? Instead of shooting each other out there, they are, in fact, inviting each other over for, they're having parties, tea parties. So, see, it worked. It worked in L.A. Now, talking about some... I won't.
Well, no, I was just, you know, I'm actually
sometimes
thinking about...
Sometimes you look at me like...
No, I wanted to talk about something. I mean, we watched on Brett Baer, the three survivors, about the event that's coming next. Please, all of our listeners...
November 16th.
November 16th at the Civic.
13 hours. This is the story... Of the,
do you know his name? I'm looking it up.
It's Tanto. They call him. Tanto. They call him Tanto. It's Tanto. Anyway, if you remember what happened, this is Benghazi.
And the story, of course, is going, you know, they're having the hearings and all this. And it's funny how they're not inviting in some of the survivors of the, unless they have, and we just haven't seen it.
Chris Paranto.
Yeah. And Chris is going to be, he's a contractor along with the other five.
Tonto.
Yeah, they call him Tonto. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And he was a part of a team that was guarding the CIA annex, down from the annex where Chris Stevens was. When this thing started, they knew immediately this wasn't just a bunch of people out there in front, because they were getting hit with RPGs, they were getting hit with heavy machine gun fire, or heavy automatic weapons fire. And then the Libyan guards, they called them the 47 militia or something like that, disappeared. So here come these guys into the compound. These five contractors, okay, and everybody's kind of, contractors. And they immediately think of them as a bunch of bloodlust, you know, wanting to kill everybody. Frankly, you know, people, unless you've been out there and you do the job, you don't have any idea. But they were told to stand down three different times. Stand down, stand down. No, we need to get over there. They're screaming for help. Oh, no, stand down, stand down. They finally just got up, and they made their way through these crowds, people, over to the embassy, went in and rescued a bunch of the embassy people. They found two guys. They couldn't find Stevens. I believe they found the body of Stevens, communications officer, but they couldn't find Stevens. It was so the smoke was so thick back there, and Stevens at that point was dead from smoke inhalation, or so they say. They bring these people out. They get back to the compound, and then they're under attack for the next 10 hours. This is where two of them were killed. Anyway, the bottom line, though, is on this is...
Well, this guy, Tonto, or Chris, as you were calling him, Chris Paranto, will be here at the Reading Civic Auditorium Monday, November 16th. Tickets are $35 for the main floor, $75 for VIP, which includes balcony seating, wine, and hors d'oeuvres. I believe you may get the meet and greet. So we realized that it was about 3 or 4 years ago that we saw Lone Survivor.
Marcus Luttrell.
It was riveting. It was absolutely riveting, and I think that a lot of people didn't realize at that point. I'm not sure it was sold out.
Well, it was pretty much sold out.
Pretty much sold out, but people had heard about it. Wish I knew about it. So we're letting you know now.
Start getting tickets
because this will be sold out, and it's so timely because, again, like I said, he was just on Brett Baer. The book is coming out. 13 Hours in Benghazi, you can buy it that night.
Yeah, well, you can get the book already, but the movie's coming out in January.
Okay.
And they're going to take a good look at it, what happens. Now, these guys, and from the point of view is, why weren't they helped? And they ask questions that you've been hearing on this show for years, is why did it take them so long to turn people loose to get there? Why didn't they fly aircraft over? And they're saying the same things that anybody that knows anything about these types of operations is, why didn't you have jets flying like about 100 feet over their heads, hitting those afterburners? They just run because they think they're getting bombed. It didn't happen. Oh, we couldn't get anybody there, which, frankly, is not true. I think what happened is, I don't think anybody just hung Chris Stevens out there to die. I think they just didn't know what to do. They were so confused, and nobody took charge. And that is the problem in our government and our decision-making, is who's making these decisions about what's going on in the Middle East. Here was an opportunity to go after and on the fly. Now, here's the difference. They went after bin Laden, but they planned it. They trained, and it was a set-piece operation. Went on for a year before they said they were going to go after him. This was on-the-fly thinking. How can we get something there? Why don't we just do this? Why don't we do this? They couldn't pull the trigger on it. And so, instead, we lost somebody. We lost four good people.
But, Carl, what does it matter?
It doesn't matter. Well, you know, frankly, Ms. Clinton, you and President Obama have destroyed the Middle East. And, in fact, you have made it such a powder keg. I'm surprised that we haven't had just a number of attacks in this country. We've made, you know, through you all, you've taken away all the laws, anything to keep those people at least working within their countries, working together. Right now, there were 200, since September, 250,000 refugees have gone through the Balkans from the Middle East. 250,000. 18,000 in 1 week through one gate. And the European, if you look at the EU, is getting together, and right now they're trying to figure out what can they do, because they're being overrun, and they're pointing fingers at each other. But the whole bottom line is this. Have President Obama stand up and take a bow. His tactics and Hillary Clinton's tactics in the Middle East have led to this. Syria in a bloodbath, in a civil war. Libya in a civil war. Pakistan, Afghanistan, that, you know, they're raising up again. Iraq, ISIS, everything. Iran in the nukes. Come on. When you think about it, you've got, you know, I don't care what you, if you're a Democrat, I don't care. Think about what has happened since under their watch. Do you feel safer now than you did when Bush was in? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com. For more information.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
The heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do?
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, because
it's witchcraft.
Halloween. Does it make you feel like I want to run over there and rub my fingers through your hair? I'm telling you, there's something about certain songs that are just like, whoa. Yeah.
7:36 in the morning here.
Bring it out for cocktails.
57 degrees right now, going up to 78. 605-4567 is our phone number here if you feel like coming in and talking. We have a lot of people on the chat room here. Good morning. Good morning, Joe and Angel. And,
good morning.
And Sonny. You know what? And Angel, I didn't see Angel last week. Were you okay? Anyway, I know that the...
She had a really good show on, by the way. You're listening. I want you to know I was listening, and you were talking about El Nino and preparing. Preparing your house, thinking about what will happen, you know, with the sandbags and the weather stripping. And I mean, it was really informative and it was really good. And it made one think of, wow, you know, just because you don't live in a flood, check out, because maybe you do need flood insurance, or if you don't have flood insurance, get it. So very interesting, because again, the streets can back up, the gutters can back up. I know that we live on a kind of a side of a hill, and we have a sump pump. Is the sump pump working? When was the last time we really looked to see if that flap was open? Do you know what I mean? Hello, Jelly Bean.
My fly was open yesterday, somebody told me.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? It's fall, so they always have the most incredible, special pumpkin, cinnamon, all kinds of really fun coffee drinks. And, you know, we like this whole, you know, shop local, stay local. If you're going to buy coffee, beans by the pound, they have the best prices in town. It's always wonderful, again, for a hostess gift to bring some kind of holiday coffee. I love to do that. Men and ladies, if you like cigars, they have the largest walk-in humidor in the North State. And Shelley is really an expert. She travels all over the place trying to find the best. They have wonderful collections that you can buy. A grab bag that's got four or five different kinds of selections in the grab bag in the walk-in humidor as well. And it's holiday prices that are happening now. You've got wine, tea. You also have humidors and all kinds of things like that for the person who has everything. You'll find some kind of tchotchke there that's pretty cool. That's and I want to give them love, because I'll tell you why. They have been with you, Carl, since you had your own show back when you first came back from Iraq.
August the 4th, 2007.
Yes. And we thank them so much that they were sponsors for you then. They've remained our sponsors. They're loyal and loving.
They're
Joe and Shelley. Yes.
They're great people.
The Levees.
And they do a lot of things for our community here.
Huge.
They're always up and providing things and extras and all that. So, Tobacco and Brew, better-known business. Okay, a lot of things happening. And just some of them is that the Shastcade Community Services is looking for volunteers from the community for the annual holiday gift wrapping booth in Mount Shasta Mall.
I like to take my stuff there and get it wrapped.
This is the gift wrapping booth at Mount Shasta. It has been the biggest fundraiser for their consumers for years. And all through our volunteers, we raise the funds to provide our consumers with a great Christmas and a wonderful New Year from Shastcade Community Services. It's going to be opening Friday, November 27th through December 24th, 2015. Frankly, I don't see why they're not open on Christmas Day so Bob and I can get our packages wrapped there, right? Our gifts wrapped? We get in there early and can get them underneath the tree before you notice. Hey, give Jenny a call at 243-1651.
You're a pretty good rapper. I am not a good... You know who's... I'm not a good rapper. My dad raps like he does, you know, dresses, tables. My dad is just an artist. So when he raps, I don't know. I kind of feel like I wad. But anyway, that sounds good.
Okay, the North Valley Stand Down Association, this year's Stand Down, will occur October 29th, 30th, and 31st. It's for all homeless veterans. It's a hand up, not a hand out. And we got all types of things there to help them. It's a temporary homeless shelter for the veterans and their families and pets, food, job services, and unemployment insurance information, medical services. Shasta County Veterans Service Office will be there. Drug and alcohol counseling. Court will be there. And you have to register and Thursday only. Clothing and hygiene comfort fits, comfort kits, all of these is going to be down there. Plus, they're giving transportation to get people there. They helped like 300 people last year cycle through. For more information, call 605-8114 if you'd like to volunteer to help. Again, the Stand Down for Homeless Vets, it's going to be the 29th, 30th, and 31st of October. We're going to be down there on the 30th. I believe that's a Friday.
How about them Giants?
At least I will be.
How about them Giants?
How about them Giants?
You're watching football a lot lately.
I'm just curious. You know, have you, ladies? You know, they always talk about how guys. Well, you know, I think football is really reaching across the aisle now. A lot of women, fantasy footballers, a lot of, you know, I just like a good game. And I just think we're getting some gritty stuff right now. I like that. And also, Carl, you would have missed it. I should have taped it. Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey was on there after one of the games, and they were asking her about, you know, what did she feel like? She had this really cute white dress, that, you know, very form-fitting to her body. And we're talking about the upcoming pay-per-view fight she's going to have. And they were talking about, in the back, they had these little girls that were dressed up for Halloween as Ronda Rousey, you know, with their little pigtails up on the top. She said, what does that feel like? It was a baby dressed as, you know, UFC on it. Anyway, so watching games and everything, and we know that the World Series starts on Tuesday. And of course we're watching the playoffs and they're very exciting. It's just really, it's really fun. I mean, I can't believe I'm watching football Saturday and Sunday.
I've become a sports widower. Here I am, so, a husband who doesn't, if I have to find Linda, she's in front of the big screen.
I don't ask me who my team is yet.
She probably is playing fantasy football.
I don't have a special team yet. I just like to see the Masters at play.
Kansas City or New York.
I really don't know. I just flip around and I just get excited when I really see wonderful plays. Now yesterday with the Cowboys and the
Giants.
And the Giants, there were a lot of interceptions, and it was back and forth and back and forth. It was an exciting game, and there was just it was on fire. You know, some games were just like snooze fest. This was great. Okay, so this is which leads me to the headline here. Eating hot dogs, okay, you guys, cover your ears. Eating a hot dog, ham, and other processed meat can cause colorectal cancer, and eating red meat probably can cause cancer, the World Health Organization Cancer Agency reported Monday. I had to tell you that because if you're...
I don't care.
Because
you know, World Health Organization, they've done a lot for the world, haven't they?
But
you know what? The hell with you.
It's a headline.
Oh, you know what? If you think I'm going to stop eating red meat because it could cause... Well, you know what? Driving my car could cause me to be in a wreck.
Right.
I was astounded when BBC had some expert on who said, well, human beings really weren't evolved to eat meat. I'm sorry, what the hell do you think these sharp teeth just decided
the canines,
in?
They're called canines for some reason there.
Okay, the experts concluded that each 50-gram, about 1.75-ounce portions of processed meat eaten daily increases the risk of colorectal cancer.
Well, that's why they have colonoscopies, okay?
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Kay. Good morning.
Hi, Carl and Linda.
Hi, good morning.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday.
Hoorah.
Yep.
Hey, I have two things that I've been wondering about and I haven't called in about. One, the first one is, what happened to Jeremy, the taxi cab driver?
Oh, Jay?
Yeah, he used to call in all the time, and it was really a unique thing.
Well, Jay went... He left Yellow Cab and went to another cab service. He stopped in just the other day. We told him, come on in.
Yeah, he can always call in.
He still has wisdom.
Well, he still has wisdom. And you know what,
That's Jay,
if you're listening, you have somebody who appreciates your
That's
wisdom.
Right.
We do, too.
We liked you being
here.
Yeah,
well, it was very unique. It made it sound like, I don't know, it's something that would happen in a big city.
Well, the big city of Redding,
Right. And the other thing I had was the letter that Keith Adams wrote about the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association being left out of the...
Well, I read that. You know, and I've talked to Connie Granol, who puts this thing on, and when Wind River... One of the problems when you get to a bike rally is that when the outlaw gangs or clubs show up and they immediately there's some problems. And not immediately. There have been other places there haven't been. Mm-hmm. But Wind River said, look, we're just banning all colors. I don't care if it's the Christian Motorcycle Club or Hell's Angels.
Well, how did they have it for anybody then?
Well, they didn't. Nobody could wear them. And see, and because of that, the Vietnam veterans said, wait a minute, we're really proud of the fact we were Vietnam veterans.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you have one, as soon as you say, okay, here's an exception for you, then everybody is saying, hey, wait a minute, you're letting them do it. You can't, you know, and not, but yet you won't let us do it. You know, that's wrong.
Well, to me, I think they need to redo their have some more training or something with the security. I know of a person who was acting as a clown for one of the social service organization, and when Debbie Reynolds was in town, she stopped by to buy tickets at Wind River, and she was in the clown's outfit, and she was very much harassed. So I don't think it's just for these people. I think that the security there needs to have more training. I mean, it reminds me of when the IRS had their first guard after Obamacare went into effect.
Uh-huh.
The IRS started having a guard at the office here in Reading.
Yeah.
And they hired this person who literally accosted everybody who came in. It was terrible. I mean, you know, the IRS isn't the place you want to visit to begin with. But when you're given the third degree, and everybody was given the third degree, and finally they got rid of her. Yeah. And now they have a really nice guard who knows how to be a guard.
Well,
well-trained and has the right personality.
Well, we can pass this on. I know that Connie was trying to think of a way that it wouldn't, you know, that, you know, people that are honorable and all this, they're not, you know, not, quote, gangs, can get in. But this, I know they're working together, you know, before next year to see if
they
can make
this work. Or maybe
they
should have it at the Civic Auditorium.
Well, I think they've done that before. Anyway, yeah. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
We got to run. Thank you for your phone calls.
Hey, we're going to take a break right now. And we wanted to remind you, we'll be right back after these messages, of course. We have a lot of fun things to discuss, and plus a special guest at 8 o'clock. But Redtown Market Event, free to the public, November 28th. It's starting from 11 to 8. It's at the Civic. This is a place where you can go in and see artisans, beautiful glass blowing and woodwork and all kinds of wonderful things, jewelry, anything you could possibly want that you're looking for unique gift items that you're going to get at Christmas. It's free to the public. Love that the Civic is reaching out to our community where it's free of charge for you to come in. You're going to see some wonderful items.
Local vendors.
Ladybot and the Bluebirds will be there from 2 to 4 p.m. There's going to be a hot chocolate, a bar, you know, just anything that you possibly want to go from 11 to 8. That's November 28th. Yeah. The Redtown Market is what it's called. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality health care is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes.
and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors and their salute to the veterans. From October 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th, there will be a 10% discount for all parts and labor in their service department for our veterans with proof of service. Additionally, on November 10th and 11th, $100 from every car purchase will be donated to two local veterans organizations. Linda and I will be at Crown Motors November 10th and 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate their salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com. Crown Motors, a salute to those who have served.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 10 minutes till 8 o'clock here on Monday, the 26th of October. Gosh, running into Halloween. 57 degrees going up to 78 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. Did you want to know what the forecast is?
I do.
Okay, it's going to be our lows.
I gave you a jump start.
Well, okay, that's right. I know, you just have to, this is how you are. You roll.
I roll.
And you roll on Monday. Cloudy.
I said, let's roll. And okay. If you want to roll, you got to get on my truck. Get on.
I do have a headline I want to talk about in a little bit. But tonight's going to be around 57. Tuesday calls for partly sunny with 74. Tuesday night, 40% chance of rain on Tuesday night. And Wednesday, 60 to 30% showers. But with our high of 65, ooh, that's going to be great sweater weather.
Yay! I can't wait to see Bob come
change
in
my clothes.
Jeep, come in his Jeepy.
Change my closets over the weekend. It's just really weird because I went in this morning and I thought, oh, it's really not boot and sweater. Oh, girls can understand that.
Did you hear that? There's a word in there. You probably just maybe skipped over. I don't know, Bob. Maybe you heard it. But she said, oh, I had to rearrange my closets.
I did.
Closets.
I changed my closets over.
Yeah,
well, because one closet holds, like, you know, sundresses and formal, and one is just casual.
Got
so it's okay. There's small closets. You know, we live in an older
home. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Reading. Right here, Leonard's got it all down there. Estate jewelry. He's got turquoise. He's got watches. He's got it all. All of fine quality, all at very fair prices. And if you don't see what you're looking for, ask the man. He's got it there someplace. And if he doesn't, he will find it for you. Honesty, integrity, and a man that speaks his mind. Leonard at Four Winds Jewelry. Great guy. Just go on down and talk to him. You're going to love him. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
All right, you guys. Okay, another change of times, another changing of the times. Remember the iconic Pep Boys? There you go. Say goodbye to iconic auto repair chain Pep Boys, Manny, Moe, and Jack. Of course, you knew that, right?
Yeah, Manny, Moe, and Jack. Yeah.
Which agreed to be bought by tire giant Bridgestone Americas for, get this, $835 million.
Hmm.
It's an all-cash deal, which represents a premium of 23% over the stock's closing price, of course. Anyway, it's going to be Bridgestone family of companies become part of the world's largest company-owned tire and automotive service retail network. So we'll miss the Pep Boys because that was a really cool Manny, Moe, and Jack. But, you know, it's interesting how they probably, through generations, built that up and then just sold out to a huge amount, $835 million. Just I wanted to share that.
It seems that the smaller, now, I'm a big fan of Napa Auto Parts and have been for quite a while. You kind of get locked into a brand that, you know, you get to where you know the people at the counter and stuff like that. And I was kind of upset when we had a locally owned auto parts outlet and then they were bought up by Napa. But it's getting harder and harder to do this stuff by yourself. You got to have somebody who knows what they're doing. Cause,
especially in cars.
Yeah. Oh, the average car now has five to eight different computers.
Different computers, yeah.
Linked together.
You know,
the day
of the shade tree mechanic is quickly leaving here, and unless you want them before a certain time frame. Hey, okay, here's something near and dear to your heart. You know, your tax money. Oh, you know where I'm going with this. Your tax money. Where do you think it goes to? I mean, it goes to making these roads safe. It goes to making, you know, all of our roads easy to drive on. It goes for education of our children. It goes to
overworked congressmen.
Paying hard overworked congressmen. But this case, we're talking about Sacramento. It goes to paying hard worked overworked Democrats in Congress, in the legislature here. The reason I'm saying that is the train to nowhere has raised its ugly head again. So now what's going on with the train to nowhere? And, you know, Governor Brown, of all people, who seems to me to be a pragmatist, you know, he's all behind this train. And I don't know why, unless people he know owns a lot of that property, you know, along the right of way or something like that. The newest reports say it will miss the 2022 deadline to start and go well beyond the $68 billion budget. Why? Engineers have completely underestimated the cost and time for 36 miles of tunnels it's going to have to punch through. And they're saying, you know, as engineering expert says, well, you know what? Yeah, you can punch a tunnel through rock, you know, and their time frame is okay. But you're talking about Southern California rock with faults and all these other things in it. So, you know, you've got to, you know, it's really going to slow you down from people that have really dug tunnels here. Anyway, here we go again. The train to nowhere. It's going to cost well over $68 billion. It's not going to be done on time. And why are we doing this? You know, we had, and here's the stupid thing. We had an initiative. You could have killed it right then, but people didn't. And then when the true facts came out about what was going on with this thing, they, you know, it was like, oh, we can't do that. We can't do that. Well, it's too late, people, unless you have another initiative that says stop the train. I don't know if that'll happen. I just, you know, we're just going to continue moving through this, spending billions of dollars on a train that, you know, that's not going to be on time. Who's going to ride this train, first of all? And if it's going inland. Then they say, well, it's along the coast. Oh, it can save you hours. Will it? Will it save you hours? And I see a lot of freight being moved already through our town. Does this mean that, of course, it's not supposed to come up this high? It goes to San Francisco. But is it a separate train track? Does anybody know? Is it a separate train track than what we've got now? So it's going to be the high-speed train on these rails and the regular trains on these rails?
Well, actually, it's the somewhat kind of faster than normal train. It's not really a high-speed train.
Okay, I've come to ban. We had another mass killing.
Oh,
it's time. It's time to ban the weapons. This woman got drunk and ran her car into a crowd at the Oklahoma at their homecoming parade, ran her car into the crowd, and they said she's charged with DUI. That's why I said she's charged with DUI.
And her attorney said today on the news,
she killed four people, including a two-year-old child. Dozens and dozens and dozens of people injured from her when she crashed into the crowd. I have not heard anything no calls to ban cars. I've heard no calls to stop selling liquor.
Yeah.
Because obviously it was the liquor that did this. If she was truly under the influence.
Yeah, because it was
alcohol who did that.
Her attorney was saying this morning it wasn't alcohol.
There's more people killed probably in DUI wrecks than by handguns. And if that's the case, why shouldn't you be going after alcohol? And here's the other thing. How can you let a car, you know, that car is obviously unsafe. There was, you know what, we ought to put a fingerprint identifier, or a breathalyzer. That's what it should be, a breathalyzer on every car. So you have to blow into the breathalyzer for the car to start. They have those things.
that you have to breathe into the breathalyzer for the car to start. That way we can make sure that nobody gets killed by using a alcohol and then a car. Terrible tragedy. I'm not trying to make light of it. That little child died. People in the family died. It's a terrible thing. And I'm not going to say, well, you know, it happens. Because it doesn't have to happen. If you have the right measures in place, and we can go back to the mental health, we can go back to whatever it is. Anyway, hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking, getting ready for the holidays, you know, staying in shape. How can you do this? How can you watch what you eat and be ready to not gain 10 pounds during the holiday season? Carl in the Bot, KCNR 1460. It's 8 o'clock here on the 26th of October.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The woman accused of driving a car into a crowd of people at Oklahoma State University over the weekend faces charges now of second-degree murder for the crash that killed four people and injured dozens more. Tony Coleman is the attorney for Adacia Chambers and told NBC's Today Show it's still uncertain whether she was under the influence at the time.
Until we actually get a toxicology report, we can not definitively confirm or deny whether or not there were intoxicants in her system.
And police say they're still awaiting the results of those blood tests. The search continues for one person who remains missing after a whale-watching boat foundered yesterday. Off the coast of British Columbia, Josie Osborne is the mayor of Tofino, knew where the boat ran into trouble, leaving at least five people dead. She spoke to CTV.
Tofino is right on the edge of west coast of Vancouver Island, on the edge of the Pacific Ocean. And, of course, it's a beautiful, stunning environment, but not without some of its risks.
The search continues for the lone missing person today, an investigation getting underway into the cause of the accident. GOP voters view Donald Trump as their strongest general election candidate. According to new Associated Press GFK poll, and the candidate told NBC's Today Show that trust is well placed.
Everything I say, I can do. Everything I say, I will abide by. And I think people will be very surprised. At the end of a four-year term, we're going to have a country that will be so amazing. We'll have so many victories.
7 in 10 Republican and Republican leading registered voters say Trump could win in November of 2016, by far the most number supporting any candidate who say that about their preferred candidate. Not much support today for a bullish view of the overall U.S. growth prospects for the fourth quarter. Four-fifths of the experts surveyed by the National Association for Business Economics expect fourth quarter growth to be limited to 2%. More of these stories from townhall.com.
MilitaryBibleStick.com provides God's Word in audio on a digital player to our U.S. military. And every time you provide a Military Bible Stick for one of our troops, you also give an opportunity for the family back home to receive a free audio Bible as well. $25 right now at MilitaryBibleStick.com, and you will touch the troops and their families.
This has helped me through that struggle when I'm away from my kids and wife.
The Military Bible Stick is a huge blessing for my husband. It's a wonderful way for him to learn more about God's Word.
Those who serve defending our freedom and those they leave behind need support. You can give it to them by sending a Military Bible Stick. Visit MilitaryBibleStick.com. $25 provides the audio New Testament for a troop and their family. Go to MilitaryBibleStick.com or call 800-800-2555. 800-800-2555.
According to the latest Lundberg survey, gasoline prices have resumed their downward trend after taking a break for just a little while.
The gasoline price trend had paused. 2 weeks ago, it had barely a change. But now it's down another dime. The new average for a regular is $2.24.
Says analyst Toby Lundberg, who also notes that once again, South Carolina enjoys the cheapest gas.
The high in the lower 48 panel of cities, Los Angeles again, a low $2.87. And the low average in the country in our panel is Charleston, South Carolina, $1.85.
That is oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. Sales of new homes plunged sharply in the month of September to the slowest pace in 10 months as higher prices and slower overall economic growth both weighed on the housing market. The Commerce Department says new home sales fell 11.5% last month, ending what had been a two-month rise. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. a tentative agreement reached with GM workers.
Facing a midnight Sunday deadline, GM and the United Auto Workers reached an agreement which, for now, averts a strike for some 53,000 General Motors workers. UAW had threatened to walk off the job if a new deal wasn't reached by 11:59 p.m. Sunday. UAW says local union leaders will meet in Detroit Wednesday to vote on the agreement, and if they approve it, union members will then vote themselves. No details of the agreement were released, but the UAW got a contract done with Fiat Chrysler last week using a similar tactic. Ron DeRockster reporting.
FedEx says it is going to be busy this holiday season with the big shopping rush right around the corner. FedEx is bracing, it says, for record volumes this year. The delivery company predicted today that shipments from Black Friday through Christmas Eve will rise 12.4% compared to last year, with a total of 317 million pieces being delivered by Christmas. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's October the 26th. It's Monday. It's 5 after 8. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
October 26th, we're just a few days away till the end of the month, of course. You know, we've got Halloween coming up, and our next guest in just a moment is going to be talking to us about fitness and mindset and well-being and how we go through the holidays. And it's 8:06 in the morning again, the 26th, currently 57 degrees. Going to be sunny today with temperatures around 78 degrees, partly cloudy tonight with our lows of 57, partly sunny on Tuesday with our temperatures of 74, chance of rain on Tuesday night. Please. Temperatures around 58 then. Wednesday calls for 60% to 30%, starting at 60, going to 30, with our highs of 64 or 65 and our lows of 53. Now, that's just the first few days of the week, but the forecast is brought to you by Each and Every Day and our weather by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Okay.
Good morning.
Let's go to the phones. Sally, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I love that weather forecast.
Oh, isn't it good?
Yes, I can't wait. Got to move some wood onto the patio.
Yeah. Change out your clothes. Change closets.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what's happening tonight at the Tea Party is we have Paul Preston coming from Agenda 21 Radio, and he's going to fill us in on what's really going on. And we also have the lady coming from the presentation by Chris Toronto,
right,
from the Civic Center that's going to be happening on November 16th. She'll be selling tickets to that event, we're encouraging everybody to go because he is definitely one of our heroes.
Okay, now this guy was we talked about him earlier this morning,
mm-hmm.
that about the same thing, about on the 16th of November he's coming in here. And he's one of the ones that co-wrote the book 13 Hours,
yes.
The story of what happened in Benghazi from those contractors that disobeyed orders and went in to rescue Stevens and the rest of the people at the embassy. If they were held back by decisions not being made or being made, it's never clear. And so he'll be here on the 16th, and I'm sure he'll give a dynamite talk. But I think the big thing they usually do is open up the floor for questions afterwards, like they did with Marcus Luttrell.
Yes, they did. And Kathy Neer will have tickets for sale tonight at the Tea Party. I think they're $35 a piece. So we are encouraging. We're going to shut down the Tea Party that night and encourage all of our people to go attend that.
I think it's going to be a good one. I think, you know, when you hear from people on the ground. Now, you know what? We heard their interview the other night. It was on Fox, and the three of them. And they stayed pretty much in their zones. This is what I know. This is what I saw. And, you know, when they were asked questions, if they something they knew, they just said, that happened. They did tell us to stand down. I don't care what anybody says. And so, but they stay in their zone. They don't really go out and project things. So that's the best part about it. They can say what they were doing, how they did it, you know, how they came under fire and how the people got killed there. And then, you know, and then all the things that happened.
Yeah, I wonder why they didn't have them called before the Benghazi committee.
I'm not sure. You know what? And I asked that this morning, but I'm not sure that they didn't. You know, maybe they did. I don't know. But it seems like you would, did they call any of the people that were at the embassy?
No. None of the survivors were called.
That's kind of strange, because I think in there you'd see a lot of people that Stevens was asking for help. He asked for help several occasions, and the security guys said, oh, no, you don't need it. Now, frankly, at that point, if I was Stevens and I'd asked for reinforcements because it was dangerous out here and he knew it was dangerous, then I would have called Hillary. So I'm not sure that, you know, I mean, she said she never heard from him. I just find that hard to believe.
Yeah, well, it came out that he had asked for help over 600 times.
Yep.
Leading up to the September 11th.
Yeah. Anyway, this is going to be a great one, because the other thing, too, is people a lot of times misunderstand contractors over there. They think they're a bunch of kill-crazy people, but most of us that were there were retired military or had a lot of time in the military, or they were cops. And the job was to protect somebody or to protect an area. So, you know, and that it was an honorable job. You know, people didn't go out there looking to get in trouble. Your job was successful if you got your person through everything and not one shot was fired. And we were very successful in our groups. So, anyway, this is going to be a great thing.
Yes. Well, encourage everybody to come on out. The Jefferson Declaration Committee will also be meeting tonight discussing how to bring Shasta County on board the state of Jefferson. So anybody interested in getting involved with the state of Jefferson movement, come on out to the Tea Party tonight at 2570 South Bonneview Road at 6 o'clock.
Okay. Rally Sally, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Wow. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
I know. You...
What?
I just get a little
bit... You say, I know you. What was that?
No, I just know that sometimes that... And when I see things like this, or Marcus Luttrell, or, you know, I see these stories, that you understand this. You can understand this, but there's so many people that don't understand it because they haven't been there.
Mm-hmm.
And,
of course.
And if you've been there, you got a much better idea that of when somebody says to do something, the ramifications of this. Or it doesn't happen in ramifications, or the things you know could be done if somebody just made a decision.
Well, it's like your brothers in combat. I mean, I never hung out or knew anybody or dated anybody in the military. I didn't have a family. Well, my dad, of course, you know, was Korean, but I mean, a Korean War, but it was before, of course, I was born. So I really didn't have that around me until I met you. And so then through your eyes, then I got to see, especially when we'd go to Tobacco Brew and hang out with the Patriot Guard riders, and we'd rode with the Patriot Guard riders, and I saw there was a silent knowing. And I share this with my girlfriends, you know, my show business girlfriends. That's what we knew. So that there's a silent knowing and guys that were in combat together. You know, you can have families and you can have a life, but there's something that you share in those moments that you can I cannot share that with you. I don't know that about you. So I get that. So I know you were starting to say something. You said, I know you were probably saying you just don't understand. And I don't.
No, I wasn't.
I can try to be compassionate. And I want to be knowledgeable, and I think that we're given a gift here with this guy coming November 16th, that we're going to get a first-hand account from somebody who was there in Benghazi during that attack, part of the attack. Friends were killed. They talked about it again on Brett Baer. They talked about it. You know, and they all broke down. It was all three of them were coming forth to talk about that experience. They went through a map. They talked about the countdown. It was a full accounting of what happened, and this guy has come forward, written a book with a couple of the other guys, have written a book, and he's going to be here, and I think it's important. I think it's great that the Tea Party tonight is going to have somebody there to talk about this and sell tickets.
Well, we're going to try and sell as many tickets as we can for this, because I think it's important, one, is to find out really what happened, at least from that zone. Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break, but before we can do We're here today. I'm sorry, Rich Novelli, who is the president and COO of Wellgate Sports Club, is here to talk about health and fitness. And so he just had to listen to the first 10 or 12 minutes of contractors and gunfights in Benghazi.
Fascinating stuff. I'm all ears.
But, I mean, being president and COO of Wellgate Sports Club, I'm sure you have veterans and people who have been in combat and wives. And you know, but people don't seem to realize, too, being wives or being children of veterans is also stressful. We've got to always think about our health and where we're going and what happens if you're dealing with somebody being abroad, a loved one, women or men being abroad, that, you know, not that it has anything to do with Wellgate, but we're just talking about the emotional part of what it is. And that's something that we want to talk about when we get back, because I love your website. I love how you're talking mind, body, spirit.
Right. Well, no, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, we all have stresses in our lives, but certainly that kind of environment creates much greater stresses on the family. And it is in everybody's best interest to find a release for that. Not only is it good for you, but you know, certainly emotionally, there's a release factor there that's important.
All right, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about what it is to get back into a routine. What can inspire you to, well, know what it is to take the step to want to feel better. Okay? Wellgate represents that. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refuses to shine, people tell me it ain't no use in trying. My little girl,
take your passion. Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show, and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical,
the devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters,
the wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group, and the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Tuesday, November 10th, is the 240th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Please join the Marines of Shasta County at our celebration in the Event Center at Wind River. All Marines, other military branches, and friends of the Corps are invited. There will be a formal celebration and dinner. Our honored speaker is Major General O.K. Steele on Tales of the Old Corps. For reservations and further information, call Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. See you Tuesday, November 10th. Semper Fi.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
In the morning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends.
That should be your theme. No, the theme should be you ain't seen nothing yet as soon as your feet hit the floor. Yeah, ain't seen nothing yet. Come on, start your day that way.
57 degrees going up to 78 out there today. It's going to be a great day. And like Linda said, it's 8:20 in the morning, 605-4567. We actually have a guest here. We're just kind of like fooling around. He's been waiting here for 30 minutes, and we're sitting there talking about contractors and Benghazi.
Now, this is really important, too, as well, because we're talking about, you know, mind, body, soul, and moving forward. Richard Novelli, good morning.
Good morning.
And you are president and COO of Wellgate Sports Club.
Correct. And the head janitor, too.
And the head janitor. Yeah. Well, so this is your company.
Yes. If you've got your own company and you're a small business, I also know what it's like to change the roles of bathroom tissue. Because obviously nobody here beyond me has learned that when bathroom tissue gets down to three little pieces of it, that you have to change. So you understand that.
I've seen things... I know. You know, that will keep you up at night.
It made me throw up in my mouth.
Richard Novelli, finally, here we are, Wellgate Sports Club. Let's talk about, first of all, who is Richard Novelli?
Oh, my gosh. How much time do we have?
All right. Just give us a little brief history about how you got into opening your own athletic club.
So, for me, it was a bit of an epiphany, believe it or not. Going to college as a business major, looking for what my career was going to be, I kind of drifted into accounting and found that that was not what got me up in the morning. But I had been a lifelong athlete, enjoyed sports with my family, my brothers, throughout my younger years, and thought, what a great way if I could do business and sports in some job, I don't know what it is out there. And just by happenstance, a guy that I played football with owned a health club in the Silicon Valley area, Gold's Gym. And he said, you want to buy my club? And I said, sure. Now, mind you, I didn't have a nickel to my name, and I didn't know anything about the club business. But we decided that we were going to find a way to make that work. And here I am 30 years later, still in the health club industry, loving every minute of it. And I tell people that I haven't had a job in 30 years.
Well, that's pretty huge, because if you've been in the health club industry for 30 years and you still love it, that means it's a calling.
You know what I enjoy most about it, honestly, is the fact that we get to proactively change lives. I mean, it's one thing to, you know, to be able to say after the fact that we're going to heal you, we're going to get you better, but to be able to bring people in and give them the tools to make their life better, you know, for us, it's really about a quality of life. And that's kind of our mantra.
Well, I like how it's Wellgate, like the intro, go through the gate into your wellness.
Right.
I looked up your website. You have a really beautiful website that of shows this. It's a different, I know you say something about come in and rejuvenate, relax. So it's almost like, it almost feels like a spa / East meets West. Tell us your philosophy.
Well, we all have very busy lives. And quite frankly, the health club industry has become a bit commoditized. By that, I mean, you can run on a treadmill anywhere. But for us, it's really about creating a third place. Well, you've got home, you've got work, and now you've got Wellgate. For us, it's about being able to come in the door and just go, okay, I'm here. I can get my workout done. I can meet my friends. I can have a cup of coffee. I can have a glass of water. I can sit by the pool. I can sit by whatever, to lend that comprehensive approach to wellness, not just rush in and rush out, but take a few minutes to meet with your friends and talk to people and socialize a bit.
So when you say you have a pool, give us a little bit of description of your facility.
So it's 23,000 square feet, and as Carl mentioned, I've cleaned every inch of that. but it's a beautiful facility that is on here on the west side. It has one of the only commercial saltwater swimming pools in Shasta County. Lovely 87 degrees every day, and it's really a draw a lot of our older members, especially with mobility issues, arthritis, what have you, really kind of flock to that pool. It's got a little bit of buoyancy in it. Mm-hmm. The classes that we do are geared towards a more mature professional population. After the pool, you can go out back. There's an outdoor jacuzzi. You can kind of soak the muscles there for a while. And then inside, it's a mind-body studio, kind of going back to your comments about really a four-pillar approach, where we offer yoga, Pilates, and what have you. And then another Group X studio that we have more traditional spinning, cardio X, those kind of more high energy areas. And of course, we have the traditional cardiovascular equipment, treadmills, ellipticals, bikes, and all the weight equipment. But really, in our opinion, what makes Wellgate special is this comprehensive approach. It's really a service perspective, a service culture, if you will. We don't have, 5,000 members in there all crowding to get on the same piece of equipment. We really are trying to build a community, a wellness community, if you will. And going after the underserved population of Reading, which is this over 40 market.
Well, I will say, going back to the pool, that's interesting to me, especially the salt water and the buoyancy for those people who have a problem with weight issues. Mm-hmm. One, I know that I get to say personally that I was in L.A. During the movie scene part of my life, I was put into YMCA and I took water aerobics.
Mm-hmm.
To get into a different kind of shape, and it was amazing, the water aerobics, how it affected my body differently. So I hats off to you on that, doing these classes for people who have situations where they can't maybe do function normally, and in the water they can.
Right, absolutely. And you introduce classes like water yoga now, on arthritis program specifically in the water.
Have you lost anybody doing the downward dog in the water?
Well, we got close once.
Okay,
but
just wondering.
But yes, exactly. It's tough to do.
You're breathing through the wrong end.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. But we have experts that monitor that constantly.
Now,
so.
Okay. Now, one of the things you were talking about is water. We're watching, Linda's watching a football game since I love her. I sit there next door. And it was at Michigan State, and they're showing that they've just built this $5 million addition to the gym for the students, of course, for the athletes, but for everybody. And they had these five pools. So they look kind of like, not large pools, like kind of a jacuzzi.
Mm-hmm.
Type, except they're rectangular in shape.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is running in one of these pools, and you could see the jets. He's not just running in the water. They have a treadmill in the water that he's running on. So
water resistance aids greatly in rehabilitation for injuries, sports injuries. But also, if you think about it, what other kind of exercise can you get where you have that constant force of gravity, or not gravity, but that resistance of the water against both, sets of muscles, all your sets of muscles.
Yeah.
And it really has turned out to be, a panacea for a lot of these sports organizations. They're building pools faster than they can put fitness equipment together.
Well, that's interesting. They do it with horses.
They do it with horses. Right. I was just getting ready to tell you, help rehabilitate horses, too. They'll get them into a big pool and have them to swim. So, and it's good for them because it doesn't put the pressure on their ankles. And, especially thoroughbreds. Thoroughbreds have a tendency to break down because they've got small feet. And they put a lot of pressure on them when they're racing, which is why you have a lot of them don't make it past their second or third year. The fact they're being run on at their mm-hmm. second year is criminal.
Mm-hmm.
But that's some of the ways to do it. Bob?
I was just saying, and the other aspect of water therapy is, of course, it helps keep your body thermally stabilized so you don't get overheated and you don't get too cold mm-hmm. and stuff like that. It helps.
Mm-hmm.
It helps. Your body is doing less work trying to maintain a given temperature, and then you can devote that energy to your exercise.
Yeah, think about how, if you've been really, swimming laps,
mm-hmm.
Getting ready for like a triathlon or something that I've done in the past, you get really thirsty.
Yes.
Because you are exercising and it's just, you're really blowing it out. We're here with Rich Novelli.
He is the president and COO of Wellgate Sports Club. 23,000 feet of, wow. Somebody, did we get a message that just came in?
No, I just, Just.
Oh, okay. We'll be right back after these messages, but this portion of the show is brought to you by
Mighty Fine Foods, our friends down at 299 in Deschutes. I tell you, the world's largest convenience store or the smallest supermarket. Kyle and Ed DeFore. Ed, of course, is the dad, and he and Kyle have been doing this in Northern California for over 8 years. Over 80 years, and Kyle is the son, but they have everything out there at Mighty Fine Foods. You can get breakfast there in the morning. They have over 250 different kinds of beer. Can I say that? Different kinds of beer, not 250 beer. 250 different kinds of beer. And he goes, maybe he's just a six-pack from Uganda or something like this, but he's got them from all over the world. Full deli, butcher shop. They barbecue on Fridays and get all that barbecue and get ready for the games on Saturday and Sunday. All it there.
Then you go to Wellgate and work it off.
Right. Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes. And by the way, Linda and I are going to be there on 6 November, which is a week from this Friday, on a remote out there, and a live show from right there on the 6th. And just want to invite everybody to come out and see us and, you know, come out and have breakfast and all those things. Just they've got breakfast sandwiches. They have it all. Mighty Fine Foods. We'll be right back after these messages. It is 8:30 on the 26th of October, 58 degrees out there, going up to 78.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
National news with a local view, KCNR, 1460 AM.
What a great way to open the show.
Eddie and the Cruisers. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott.
Make it feel
Ready?
On the dark side. Oh, yeah. It's still 27 minutes until 9 o'clock here on the 26th of October. Carmel in the box.
You love
phone lines here, 605-4567. What's not to like about Eddie
well
and the Cruisers?
He knows what to rock your boat with.
Yeah, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business, man's last stronghold. Man's last stronghold. So remember that. It's like I said, it's like the Cheers of barbershop. Right there off of Athens Avenue across from the subway. Cypress Square Barbershop.
Yeah, we're here with Rich Novelli this morning. He is the president, owner of Wellgate Sports Club. Okay, let's talk about all the years. You were talking 23 years you've been involved, beginning with starting Gold's Gym or opening or rebuying Gold's Gym, which, by the way, was a huge chain, correct?
It is. Monster chain.
Yeah, throughout the world, because I traveled a lot and did the gold thing. But so what inspired you? I mean, 23,000 feet of gym and wellness center.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come about?
Well, for this particular model that we're doing, it was really kind of the culmination of 30 years in the business and saying, okay, well, what's next? As I, you know, get into my late 50s and early 60s, what do I really want to do? And coming home was a big part of that. The last 15 years of my career, I've been traveling across the country, which, by the way, if you ever get a chance to do it, you've got to see this wonderful land that we are blessed to have. But working in Boston, Chicago, Florida, Arizona, the one thing that was missing was my family. And they've all lived here in Reading for 20 years. My brothers and sisters are all firefighters and nurses, and we are a very tight Italian family. So, you know, that was the one thing that was missing. So at the end of the day, having the opportunity to say, what do I want to do next, it was really to come back here to Reading and really develop something that I felt was missing, and that is an upscale premium club, you know, really serving this underserved market of the over 40 population. You know, 47% of the residents of Reading are over the age of 40. So it was kind of the culmination of all of these concepts. And so I've been blessed to be close to my family now, put this business together, and hopefully serve the community of Reading in a real special way.
What are your hours? Can I just get a little bit? Give me a visual of the club. And what are your hours? And what kind of your training, the people that are working inside of the club, to invite somebody in who may you know, have another, they're in between, maybe mm-hmm. they've stopped working out. Mm-hmm. Like, just give us a picture of that.
So our operating hours are 4:30 in the morning, believe it or not.
Wow.
We do have people that show up. They're waiting at the door,
yes,
at 4:30 in the morning.
Perfect.
Until 9 o'clock at night, Monday through Friday, 8 to 7 on Saturday, 8 to 3 on Sunday. That will soon go to 10 to 5 on Sunday. But the inspiration, I think, you know, for a lot of folks in this area to come in and check us out is the fact that we are a relationship-based business. As I said, it's so easy to get caught up in our busy lives and not take that time to connect with people. So all of our staff are trained on a program called E3, which is a Ritz-Carlton-inspired service program. We worked with the Ritz-Carlton in past years to put together a program. They are the service leaders, of course, in the hospitality segment. And so all of our people go through an E3 training program, which teaches them how to do the basics of customer service in a real relationship-connected way. So that makes a big difference for the people that come into our club.
Huge.
Okay, Rich, you know, we've got – this is – I just saw something on TV this morning that said that during this time frame, starting really at the end of this month through the end of the year, is a time that people have gained up to 10 pounds
right.
During this time frame because of parties,
cookies,
mm-hmm. it's everywhere, and mm-hmm.
banana bread, all that stuff.
And then you've heard for so many times, what's more important for weight loss, exercise or healthy eating? But I mean, you've been in the business a long time, so how can people – I think there's more to it than just that.
There is a lot to it, and I think Linda mentioned the fact that, you know, we have stressful lives. And stress is an actual, oxidant to our bodies and to our brains. And if we're not careful about it, we have to really monitor that. And so there are new studies out now that show that not only is exercise important, of course, nutrition is important, of course, but don't undervalue sleep. That the Center for Disease Control now says that 35% of Americans are obese.
Okay, now let's think about this. 34%, and I just saw another statistic. Of course, you know, statistics are made any way you want it.
Right.
And that Americans are the fattest in the world, and that there's and it's remarkable because they're doing theaters where they're actually expanding the seats in London and on their theater row there because it doesn't fit people anymore like it did back in the 30s and 40s.
Right. People walked everywhere.
Right. Well, people got wider.
And they didn't have a microwave.
But then the obesity epidemic we have with children. We're starting to see with type 2 diabetes.
Because they don't walk anywhere.
And they're 12 or 13 years old.
Right.
So,
right. The challenge with kids especially is that they are a reflection of their parents. And we believe that very strongly, and the studies all show it, that if you've got parents that are overweight or even obese, the likelihood that your child is going to be obese goes up by 50%. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, clearly we are examples for our children, but if you think about it, we have a saying, you can't outrun the fork. So no matter what you do in terms of exercise, you're not going to be able to outrun a bad diet. And so people need to think about that.
That fork can turn corners, too, unlike bullets.
Oh, yeah.
Unlike
it
bullets.
Follows you everywhere. And this is this time of year is particularly challenging for people because you've got Halloween with all the candy and all that. You go into Thanksgiving with all the food and then, of course, Christmas. But add to that the fact that, you know, adding to our stressful daily lives is the fact that now we're entertaining during the holidays. We're taking the kids out trick-or-treating, getting them costumes, blah, 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 blah. And what we forget to do is take care of ourselves. And that not only boils down to fitness and nutrition, but it also boils down to getting your rest. And there are a number of studies that have come out that show that if you get between 7.5 and 8.5 hours of sleep, that your body responds so much better to the things that you are doing well for it. But conversely, if you're not getting that much sleep, your body doesn't have a chance to recover. Your hormones are out of balance. It actually contributes to your urges to binge eat. There was a study that showed that people that get at less than 6.5 hours of sleep a night are actually adding 500 calories a day to their diet so that they're binge eating. And this is a chemical reaction that's induced because you're not getting enough sleep at night. Mm. And that if you think about that, where 3,500 calories equals a pound, if you go like that for a week, you're adding a pound a week. And so, you know, more and more studies are now showing that you have to get your sleep. We call it recovery. If you are doing those things, getting your exercise, your body needs to recover. When does it recover? It recovers at night. When does it assimilate protein best? At night. So these are the things that people need to think about as we get into the holiday season, is to take the time for yourself and get that sleep. Now, those are things that most of us can do really well. You know, exercise might be tough, nutrition might be tough, but I guarantee you all of us know how to sleep. Mm-hmm. And so we need to figure out and find the time to manage our sleep control a lot better than what we're doing.
Oh, so the three foundations for health then are just live a healthy life, good diet, exercise, and good sleep.
Good sleep, yeah.
Okay. You know, one of the things, too, is we talked about this, you know, during the break, that people with post-traumatic stress. It's a, you know, it's the fact that, you know, people that have been under a lot of high anxiety or whatever, if adrenaline rushes, you know, in this fight or flight, you know, especially if you've been in it every day for years or even a year. But if you've been in it every, you know, a lot of it, it gets into your brain and it starts breaking down parts of the brain, which is, you know, but one of the ways to combat it, post-traumatic stress, is exercise.
Right.
And, you know, and I agree with what you're saying, of course, of if a child has, you know, parents are overweight, because how many times have you seen parents that are overweight and their child's chubby?
Yes.
And this is not good. And this is starting them off in a bad sense, because they don't come up Well, one, they can be teased by their classmates, and they can't keep up and all this. If nothing else, you need to live healthy and eat healthy, exercise as for your children.
And I've got some personal experience with this in our family where I've seen weight loss for mom or dad equates to better eating habits and weight loss for the kids. And so it's clearly something that it's not just about exercise. Clearly, nutrition is a huge component of our lives. And we are battling, a big marketing, all the fast food chains and everything else that, you can feed your kids, a nice meal for $10 for the whole family. I mean, who can combat that when you have to compare it to going to the grocery store and cooking a healthy meal? And it all, again, comes back to time and the stresses in our lives. So
right.
It's an important component to look at. When you're thinking about, Jesus, is it just about belonging to a club? No, you've got to have the big three, sleep, nutrition, or in terms of sleep, it's recovery, really.
Right, recovery. And you hear that a lot with the sports that we're watching now. Is the recovery is the biggest part of the, these professional athletes, and I'm learning a lot, too. Just before we take a break, I want to share with you, my mother, 82 years old, decided, she was, she thought she was, her numbers were not coming back with her blood test.
She was pre-diabetic.
And my mom is not one to say, let me do what I've got to do. She was not going to be in insulin, any kind of anything. So she took 6 months of her life, and she just decided to clear the plate, clear her schedule, not belong. She didn't want to say no to lunches, clubs. This is just her way of doing it. Went on a specific diet, lost 30 pounds, her numbers changed.
Absolutely. And every study will show you that if you can lose even 10 pounds, that it makes a dramatic difference in your energy level, your focus, your concentration, your sleep. I mean, a side effect of obesity or even overweight is sleep apnea. Well, think about what we were just talking about. If you're overweight, you can't get a good night's sleep. And if you can't get a good night's sleep, you can't lose the fat. So it's you're on this downward spiral.
Right. Okay. Well, we're gonna come back and talk more with Rich about Wellgate, a bunch of good stuff that with what they're doing and
other ways that you can prepare yourself for
the holidays. Want to remind you on November 5th, that's a week from Thursday, I'm going to be with Ladybot and the Bluebirds at Elements Lounge. We have Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Verimonti's on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass. Special guest will be Joe Larson. It's a blast, so come out 243-3377 for that, that really cool lounge throwback of yesteryear's Romance on the River at Elements Lounge on November 5th. We'll be right back, KCNR 1460.
Everybody's doing a brand dance now.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience. We have most of the drivers back now off the fires, and we're delivering kerosene as fast as we can. If you've been putting off, now's the time to order. Johnny's wife, Beth, is about to have a baby any day, so he might be busy for a few days. Kathy has a few used heaters ready to go, so give her a call. Joe in Weaverville has clear pearl and dyed kerosene at the pump, also taking orders for home delivery. Robin is very busy in Corning with all her ag customers, and she is also taking orders for home deliveries. If you've been thinking about another way to heat your home, give us a call, and we can show you how to keep warm this winter. Northern Lights Energy in Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended. Beauty doesn't have to be thirsty. Rethink your garden. Talk with plant experts and shop for drought-tolerant plants, California natives, and hard-to-find perennials. Members save 30% and non-members save 20% through November 14th. The Turtle Bay Nursery is open Fridays and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you miss the official sale, you can still take advantage of these great prices at the perfect time of year to plant. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans.
the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. It is 10 minutes till 9 o'clock here at the big KCNR 1460, the rocking 750 watts out, covers 150,000 people, the big booming sound of KCNR 1460. Oh, right, Bad Bob? Am I starting to get there, Betty?
Don Sherwood, you're not.
No, okay, all right. Coming right up. Yeah, it's Wolfman Jack. Oh, he's been dead. Okay, hey, welcome back to the show. Now it's 9 minutes until 9. 59 degrees out there, going up to 78. You know, this week, we might get some rain.
Yeah.
So, but you enjoy yourself. You know, now everybody's talking about, kind of get out early and they do that walk, and they only have to, you know, if they get it right with the big dog, they don't worry about the river trail, or they're carrying pepper spray and all this. Anyway, it's a great week this week. And this weekend, the historical tours, the old downtown business district, meet at the Cascade Theater, and you get a tour of that. Then you have the last tour in the series is the annual Reading Cemetery Halloween event. Starts at 5 p.m. on October the 31st. Some spooky and unexplained events could occur. And this is called Joyce Morrill. She's a docent at the Barron's Eaton Museum, 241-3454. Anyway, you can see what's going on around this spooky weekend. Our guest is Rich Donnelly.
Novelli from Wellgate Sport Club. And we were talking about nutrition.
I've only known him for like 5 years.
We were talking about nutrition through the holidays. Let's start off with a good idea. I mean, this just makes common sense, but a reminder about trick-or-treat night with family.
Right. So, you know, obviously you don't want to deprive the kids or the enjoyment of the trick-or-treat experience, but our suggestion is have them eat a good meal before they go out. And parents, too. Because a good meal is going to lessen the appetite for those sugary sweets. And so even though they can enjoy them, they'll have maybe less of them, spread it out a little bit. Also, you don't get that sugar rush quite as bad mm-hmm. as you would if they're going out on an empty stomach. Mm-hmm. So for parents and kids, we recommend families, you know, to have a nice dinner before you go out.
What I like to do is we get these, you know, these little candy treats. I like to soak them in Red Bull. And then let it dry.
You're not helping
mean.
Carl.
And then when the little kids get it, then they've got enough energy for the rest of the night.
You're not helping Carl.
Now let's talk about how Thanksgiving is really just being mean. Thanksgiving could really truly be the healthiest holiday.
If you think about it, Thanksgiving has some of the freshest, you know, best quality foods that we eat of any holiday. You think about the turkey, you think about nice salads, the veggies, you know, even the desserts. I mean, again, all of it is geared around choices. And so, our recommendation is, you know, pick wisely. But you can actually lose weight during the Thanksgiving mm-hmm. holiday if you choose wisely. It's difficult of societal pressures to eat a big meal and all that kind of stuff. But our suggestion, again, is have a little snack before you go over to your big Thanksgiving dinner. You know, get something in your stomach so that you don't have the big eyes looking at all the goodies and you overeat. Again, remember, you can't outrun the fork, so you got to be careful mm-hmm. on Thanksgiving. But it is a holiday where, you know, turkey's great for you. You can have plenty of that. Just stay away from some of the sugary sweets and make sure you don't snack on those before you have your Thanksgiving dinner.
Can you have dressing?
You can have dressing. Again, just everything in moderation.
Can you have gravy?
Not for you.
Hey, being from an Italian family, what is your tradition for Thanksgiving?
Interesting. We will generally, we have been over the years, meet at one of the family members' homes, and then we will have an early Thanksgiving dinner, but we do the traditional turkey and the whole thing.
That's cool.
Actually,
of course, it's stuffed with pasta.
Is stuffed with, we have a pasta side dish.
Yeah, yes. You must have a pasta side dish. I'm dying to hear what it is.
Okay, so now we've gone through Thanksgiving. So I can see you eat a lot of turkey, probably some salads there, and cranberry sauce, but maybe just one helping.
Moderation.
And then walk away from that. Again, moderation. Moderation in everything.
You can enjoy moderation in everything.
Moderation. Mm-hmm. So, and then now you're getting into that Christmas time and all the parties. How do you, is it just self-control and, just to go into a party? Oh, here, have some champagne. Oh, look, here's all these nice little hors d'oeuvres.
Well, go into these holiday parties the same way you would do, Halloween, is have a good meal before you go out to these parties for a couple of reasons, not only nutritional balance, but also if you are going to have a few cocktails, you want to make sure that you're properly hydrated. You want to make sure that you have something in your stomach. You want to be careful out there. Alcohol as a, is not the greatest, is a good inhibitor to, a lot of things, but you got to be careful about what you're ingesting when you get to these parties.
I've always heard that for every drink that you take, you should drink a glass of water.
Not a bad idea, since most of us do not hydrate real well, that alcohol gets in the system and thickens up the system pretty handily if you're not
Let's
careful.
Let's talk about water, and you were talking about hydrating, and we talk about that, but I mean, as an expert in and being the founder of Wellgate Sports Club, what does that constitute? You go through weight, or how do you figure out for each person?
Well, most experts will tell you that you should have at least 8 16-ounce glasses of water a day. Our recommendation, especially if you are exercising, is remember your body gives off a lot of water during sweat, and you may not even recognize that you're sweating. It just may be light perspiration. It's amazing how much water you will lose during the day. But water is a great regulator, for body temperature, a great regulator for joint hydration and flexibility. A great regulator of transport of foods throughout the system, throughout the bloodstream. Cells, when you're working out, give off, this lactic acid that builds up, which creates a soreness in your muscles. Well, the more hydration you have, the better fluid balance you have, the easier it is to flush out that soreness by drinking a lot of water. The side effect of water or any kind of real hydration fluid is that you're going to feel a little bit more satiated. You're not going to have the urge to go out and just stuff your face. So drinking big glass of water is great for a number of different reasons.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Okay, so Wellgate, heard your hours. How do you, when somebody walks to the door, what happens? You automatically want to put them on a program? Tell us what happens.
Well, we really specialize in a relationship, culture. For us, it's about what's your why? Why are you there? Okay, well, I want to lose weight. Yes, but why do you want to lose weight? Is it because you want to run a marathon? Is it because you want to, play golf better? Or is it because you just want to lift the grandkids without pain? We need to find out what it is, what's your why. And once we find out what's your why, then it's easy for us to kind of direct you to either a program, either in the water, in the weight room, on the cardio equipment, or in the group exercise room, that's going to best manage your why. And what that means for people is that once we've identified that, it becomes real for them. Now it's not just about walking on a treadmill. It's about, being in a yoga class because I know that this is going to get me towards my goal of being more functional. I can move better. And that starts, you don't have to be a young person for that to affect you in a positive way. Every study has shown, even people in their 90s, that exercise can actually add up to 10% of lean body tissue, even at that advanced year. So you're never too old to start. But for us, it's how do we make it real? How do we make it so that when you get up in the morning, there's a purpose for you to go into the club that's connected to your why? And we feel that that's a big difference for us.
Okay. Your why. What's your why, Carl?
Why not? Oh, that's my why. Why not? Why not do this? Why not do this? Why would I do it? Well, 3 weeks ago, and I've never had a problem like this before. I woke up and my neck was so stiff I could barely turn it. And even though it's still like this today, it's been 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I'm thinking because I did a lot of exercise yesterday. And it's, I think a lot of times if you don't keep in a regular mm-hmm. routine.
Mm-hmm. And drink water.
And drink a lot of water. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'm bad at that too. I mean, all of a sudden I find, you know, my mouth's really dry. And I haven't, and then what did I drink so far? I've drank like 2 cups of coffee. And so now I need to drink like 6 glasses of water and not all at one time. But I think people need to have, it's almost like a person that's an addict. They've got to reach a certain point when it's their decision. It doesn't do any good for anybody else. You've got to do it. It's got to be up to you. Okay.
To walk through the door
and
make a difference.
All right. So Rich Novelli, who is the president and COO of Wellgate Sports Club, where are you located at?
We're at 1740 Eureka, right on the corner of Court and Eureka.
All
right.
There you
go. All right, everybody, have a great day today. It's going to be a wonderful day. Carl in the Bot, KCNR 1460. It's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Search and rescue operations getting organized following a powerful earthquake blamed for more than 150 deaths, mainly in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Correspondent Lynn O'Donnell in Kabul says quake was felt across a wide area.
The epicenter is a couple of hundred miles north of Kabul in a place called Badakhshan. It's a very remote province. It's so remote that officials haven't made it there yet to really assess what's going on. And the earthquake was also felt as far away as Kashmir and New Delhi.
And the U.S. Geological Survey says it was a magnitude 7.5 Tembler. What to do about mass shootings? Donald Trump has some ideas.
These people are all, to put it mildly, they're crazy. And we have to straighten out our institutions. So many of these institutions, and you see it up here too, they're closing and they're putting the people out on the street. That's the biggest problem we have.
The GOP president.